Lessons in Love by ChatGPT. Cass stared at the wooden floor of her bedroom, her heart a heavy drumbeat in her chest. The room was still, a cocoon of anticipation and reflection. She knew what was coming, a reckoning she had brought upon herself through her choices and actions. Images flashed through Cass's mind, the moments of defiance, the sharp retorts, the decisions that now formed the backdrop of her guilt. She had been warned, reprimanded, and given chances to make amends. And yet, each time, she had chosen the path of resistance. The door creaked open, and Cass's parents entered her room, their faces a blend of concern and disappointment. Her mother's gaze was both stern and caring, while her father's expression held a mixture of firmness and love.
"Cass."
Her mother's voice was gentle but unwavering.
"We need to talk about your behavior."
Cass nodded, her throat tight. She knew she had let them down, the two people who had always stood by her. Her father's voice held a note of sadness.
"We love you, Cass, but your choices have consequences."
Her mother sat down on the edge of the bed, beckoning Cass to come closer. Cass hesitated for a moment, then approached, feeling like a child again in her mother's presence. The first smack was a mix of surprise and sensation, a warm-up for what was to come. Cass's cheeks flushed, and her mind raced. She knew what she had to do: accept her punishment and learn from it. After enduring 100 firm swats across her short shorts, Cass's lip was trembling with the effort not to cry. She felt her mom pat her bottom.
"Shorts off, Cass."
Her mother's voice was calm but firm. Cass obeyed, her fingers trembling as she unbuttoned and slid her shorts down. She was left standing in her underwear, her vulnerability exposed to the two people who cared for her the most. Her mother's hand guided her back over her lap, the anticipation of the hairbrush's impact sending shivers down Cass's spine. The first smack of the hairbrush was a mix of shock and discomfort, each subsequent swat creating a rhythm that echoed Cass's inner turmoil. Her breath quickened, and her eyes welled with tears. The pain was a reminder that her actions had consequences, and that she was loved enough to be corrected. The pain was searing, and Cass's bravado crumbled. A sarcastic comment slipped from her lips, a feeble attempt to cope with the intensity of the moment.
"Oof! Is that all you've got?"
Mom's grip on the hairbrush tightened. Then, she switched her grip with a flourish, so that she held the hairbrush with the bristle side facing down, aiming at Cass's panty clad behind. Mom's voice was resolute.
"Sarcasm won't help, Cass."
Cass squirmed, the sting of the hairbrush now accompanied by the prickling sensation of its bristles. She felt an odd mix of discomfort and understanding, a unique prickling sensation that paralleled the prick of her conscience.
"I'm sorry."
Cass's voice cracked, her tears mingling with the sting on her bottom. Her mother's hand slowed, and then stopped.
"I forgive you, Cass. You're learning, but you still deserve a taste of your father's belt. Go ask him to spank you, and remember your manners."
Cass stood, her legs trembling, her heart heavy with the knowledge that her journey wasn't over. Her father's gaze was both stern and caring as he rose from the bed.
"Dad?"
Her voice was a mixture of trepidation and humility.
"Will you finish my punishment, please?"
Her father's nod was both affirmation and reminder. He removed his belt, a symbol of authority and love, and folded it in his hand. Cass positioned herself over her father's lap, her bottom exposed to the imminent lesson. The first smack of the belt was a fire that seared through her, a pain that demanded her attention. She tried to be brave, to accept her punishment without struggle, but as the belt's impact intensified, so did her instinct to squirm. Her father's hand around her waist was a grounding force, a reminder that this was a lesson she had to face head-on. As Cass restrained her desire to buck off Dad's lap, she felt his hand patting against her thigh. Knowing what was coming, Cass tremulously spread her legs, to allow her dad to deliver the final set of lashes to her inner thighs.
"Be brave, Cass."
Her father's voice was a quiet encouragement, a plea that mirrored his love. The belt's sting was a melody of redemption, a reminder that her parents cared enough to see her grow. Each smack was a stroke of understanding, a connection that transcended pain. The tears flowed freely, a catharsis that mingled with the sting on her bottom. Cass's sobs were a testament to her acceptance, an acceptance that her parents' love was a force stronger than any pain.
"I promise to be better."
Cass's voice was a whisper, a promise that held the weight of her heart. Her father's last smack was a declaration that she had taken her punishment well, that her growth was acknowledged. As he guided her up off his lap, she pressed her face into his breast and let him envelop her in his embrace. As she sobbed freely, Cass felt her mom join the group hug, her parents' love a cocoon that cradled her spirit. Their words were a balm, an affirmation of their hope that she would learn from this experience. As they tucked her into bed, Cass closed her eyes, her heart a mixture of humility and gratitude. The lessons she had learned were etched into her soul, a reminder that love sometimes took the form of correction. The end.